February 13, 1900. Mortification is like lime. This morning, after receiving communion, I saw my adorable Jesus, but completely changed in his appearance. He seemed to be serious, all distant, in the act of approaching me. What a tormenting change! Instead of being relieved, I felt my poor heart more oppressed, more pierced, before such an unusual presence of Jesus. Yet, I felt all the need for a relief from the pains of his privations suffered in the past days, which were such that I seemed to be alive, but agonizing and in a continuous state of violence. But blessed Jesus, wanting to reproach me because I was looking for relief in his presence, while I was to look for nothing but suffering, told me, just as lime has the virtue of cooking the objects which are thrown into it, so does mortification have the virtue of cooking all the imperfections and defects which are present in the soul. And it reaches the point of spiritualizing also the body, surrounding it like a circle, and sealing all virtues within it. Until mortification has cooked you well, both the soul and the body, to the point of undoing it, I will not be able to seal in you, perfectly, the mark of my crucifixion. After this, someone, I can't really tell who he was, but he seemed to be an angel, pierced my hands and feet through, and Jesus, with the lance which came out from his heart, pierced mine, to my extreme pain. Then he disappeared, leaving me more afflicted than before. Oh, how well I understood the necessity of mortification, my inseparable friend, and how there was not even a shadow of friendship in me with mortification. Ah, Lord, bind me yourself, with indissoluble friendship, to this good friend, because on my own I can only show myself all coarseness. And she, not seeing herself being welcomed nicely, uses our regards with me, and keeps sparing me, fearing that I may come to the point of turning my back on her completely. So, she never accomplishes with me her beautiful and majestic crafting, because as long as we remain a little distant, her prodigious hands cannot reach me, in order to be able to work me and present me to you as a work worthy of her most holy hands.